This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, and a particularly great day for one individual. One individual who has to be celebrating, and if he did drink, I don't think he does. He would probably be toasting basically the good health of Kamala Harris, who has just been chosen as Joe Biden's vice presidential nominee. So, who am I talking about? Who ought to be celebrating? Mike Pence. No, seriously. I think Mike Pence has every reason to look forward to a very dramatic debate with Senator Harris. And why should Mike Pence be toasting himself? Because one of the reasons Mike Pence, I think, played a very significant role in helping President Trump win the last election is because when he debated Tim Kaine, that was one of the most uneven, one of the most decisive knockouts in recent debating history. And not because Tim Kaine's an idiot. He's not quite, but leaning in that direction. But no, it's because Tim Kaine is utterly unlikable. And Mike Pence, and I can say this as somebody who has known him personally for years, long before he was vice president, Mike Pence is an intensely likable guy. And I think even when Mike Pence makes mistakes, when he says things that don't really pan out, he does so with an air of humility and friendliness. I think people pick that up about Vice President Pence. And it's possible he would have been put up against someone like, oh, say, Val Demings, who also has that likability thing going for her. Kamala Harris, not so much. Kamala Harris, not so much. And I know people are going to say, oh, this is sexist. You're just saying because she's a tough and formidable woman, she's not likable. No. If you talk to people who know Senator Harris, I don't. But if you talk to people who know Senator Harris, she has her fans. Her number one fan is her husband of not quite, I think, 5 years, but her husband, Doug Emhoff. And he's a big fan, and that's important. And apparently they have a romantic marriage. They were married in a civil ceremony at Santa Barbara City Hall in 2014. And in any event, the idea of Kamala Harris, so if they're married in 2014, then yes, she would be married 5 years. I think they're coming up to their sixth anniversary, not their fifth. But the point about all of this is that for people who remember her at the debates, just listen to this this exchange. It's pretty tough. Between Kamala Harris and somebody else who qualifies, at least technically, as a woman of color, Congresswoman Tulsi Gabbard of Hawaii, regarding the key issue of marijuana. Listen.
Now, Senator Harris says she's proud of her record as a prosecutor and that she'll be a prosecutor president, but I'm deeply concerned about this record. There are too many examples to cite, but she put over 1,500 people in jail for marijuana violations and then laughed about it when she was asked if she ever smoked marijuana. She blocked evidence that would have freed an innocent man from death row until the courts forced her to do so. She kept people in prison beyond their sentences to use them as cheap labor for the state of California. And she fought to keep cash bail system in place. that impacts poor people in the worst kind of way. When you are in a position to make a difference and an impact in these people's lives, you did not. And worse yet, in the case of those who were on death row, innocent people, you actually blocked evidence from being revealed that would have freed them until you were forced to do so. There is no excuse for that. And the people who suffered under your reign as prosecutor, you owe them an apology.
Now, the question, would this kind of attack on her record as a prosecutor, both as district attorney of San Francisco and as attorney general of the state of California, would that pay off for the Trump campaign? It might, and I'll tell you how. It's not going to. Trump is running as the law and order candidate. There's a terrific piece by Byron York over at the Washington Examiner about how the complete collapse of any sort of authority or law and order or willingness to hold people accountable for looting and vandalism and destruction. This is going to be a real problem for the Biden-Kamala Harris ticket. So I think it's very unlikely that people who are thinking about voting for President Trump or planning to vote for President Trump, that they're going to say, wait a minute, we don't like Kamala Harris because she's too tough on crime. That's not likely to happen. However, for people who are thinking about voting for the Biden-Harris ticket, the kind of attack you just heard from Tulsi Gabbard could have serious implications in getting people to stay home. In other words, what I'm saying is part of any campaign is not just getting people to support you, but getting people to support you and to bother in the midst of a pandemic to fill out a ballot and mail it in, or to go in person, better, to actually wait there and vote in the campaign. And is it possible that there are people who are leaning toward Biden who might be put off by Kamala Harris's record on as a prosecutor? Well, obviously, she's going to be asked about it. And one of the very top issues, if you go to Joe Biden's website, is decriminalization of recreational cannabis, not just medical cannabis, but recreational cannabis. And that's obviously among Democrats a popular position. The president is going to be delivering a press briefing. And it's supposed to be another press briefing, of course, about the coronavirus and how we're doing. And there's an interesting piece today about how this has been misreported. It's a piece by Gerard Baker, who is an editor, former editor at the Wall Street Journal. And I think the piece is correct. We will get to that, about people emphasizing the United States and our shortcomings and the fact that, no, our response to coronavirus was very far from perfect. But it is simply wrong to say that the United States is the worst in the world. We are not as successful as Germany. We are not as successful as Japan or South Korea. But we're more successful than Britain, France, and a number of the other countries, wealthy countries in Europe. In any event, We will get to that, and we will go directly to the president when he speaks, because he almost certainly will be reacting at some point to this momentous announcement of Joe Biden's running mate. And I do think she will, because of Joe Biden's age and because of the doubts that the Trump administration emphasizes, she's going to get even more attention than a normal vice presidential candidate would receive. When we come back, I do want to pay off what historian Andrew Roberts, he's Churchill's biographer of Napoleon and others. He's a great historian who has a history-making idea that he says is backed by leading politicians about creating a new superpower. We'll tell you about that. It cheered me up. Maybe it will have the same impact on you. Coming up on the MedVed Show. okay, I will admit it. I love good movies, especially now when you're holed up at home. Don't some of you with families want to introduce your kids to some of the movies that meant the most to you? Wouldn't it be great to have a service that actually allows you to block out maybe some language you don't want to hear or some intensely graphic sex or violent scenes? Well, that service is called ClearPlay. When you purchase or rent movies from Amazon.com, ClearPlay settings enable you to watch the movie without violence, profanity, or other content that you choose. Customization is all based on viewers' personal settings. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. Try, for instance, that great baseball movie and father and son movie, Field of Dreams, with just some of the unnecessary harsh language. Go to ClearPlay.com to learn more. ClearPlay loves good movies. Did you know precious metals had a solid history of outperforming the stock market during tough economic times? Chatting with my good friend Nick Rovich, owner of Amfed Coin and Bullion, he warned me there are severe shortages of gold, silver, and platinum right now. Now, many dealers have nothing to sell. So right now, Amfed is helping hundreds of people acquire bullion. They're open for business with some staff working from home, and they can lock you in precious metals at a very fair price. Nick has been in the industry for over 40 years. He knows the intricacies of every market condition, what to buy now, and what you should avoid. He's the only person, really, that I trust for solid advice and the one person you need to talk to about this situation. Call Amfed Coin and Bullion at 800-221-7694 or visit AmericanFederal.com. That's AmericanFederal.com or 800-221-7694.
Attention listeners interested in food supplies. If you've ever wanted to create an endless, crash-proof stockpile of survival food and do it with very little money, pay close attention. This could be a game changer. Because the cost-effective do-it-yourself secrets survival food companies won't tell you about are available. Learn all about them at foodshortageusa.com. Check this out. The economic disruption that's occurred in the last 6 months is going to have consequences. Big ones, especially when it comes to food. The availability of food, as well as the inevitable rising prices, which always get passed on to the consumer. The fact is, hyperinflation has huge implications for food and food prices. Smart listeners, you should begin bracing for impact. The good news? There's still time to learn how to get all your garden vegetables into your pantry, stored away, just in case. Learn how at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now. 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Kamala Harris identifies herself as a Black Baptist. She grew up in both the Hindu tradition of her mother Shyamala Gopalan, and her father apparently did not take the children to church, but she started attending a Black Baptist churches in Oakland, the 23rd Avenue Church of God, and which I that says she now considers herself Black Baptist. Her downstairs neighbor, Regina Shelton, often took Kamala and her sister Maya to Oakland's 23rd Avenue Church of God. And so, again, it's going to be tough to figure out exactly where Kamala Harris is going to be most vigorously attacked by the Trump campaign, but you can count on the idea that she will be. In fact, whoa, this just went up on my screen. It's a 30-second ad from the Trump campaign. Good work. Attacking, I haven't heard it, but we will. It's a 30-second ad from the Trump campaign attacking Kamala Harris. Listen.
Kamala Harris ran for president by rushing to the radical left, embracing Bernie's plan for socialized medicine, calling for trillions in new taxes, attacking Joe Biden for racist policies. Voters rejected Harris. They smartly spotted a phony. But not Joe Biden. He's not that smart. Biden calls himself a transition candidate. He is handing over the reins to Kamala while they jointly embrace the radical left. Slow Joe and phony Kamala. Perfect together. Wrong for America.
Effective. 1-800-955-1776. I think it's effective. It's and especially to be put together that quickly. Will the religious issue come up? Here, this from The Hill. Katrina Pearson, senior advisor to the Trump campaign, called Kamala Harris Biden's political living will in a statement, casting her as a vessel for far-left ideas that will overtake the man atop the ticket. Clearly, phony Kamala will abandon her own morals as well as try to bury her record as a prosecutor in order to appease the anti-police extremists controlling the Democratic Party. Okay, this idea of attacking her record as a prosecutor, I don't know if you can do that from the right. In other words, you can attack her record as a prosecutor for being insufficiently vigorous, but don't you want a chief law enforcement official, whether you're in San Francisco or the state of California, to be a vigorous prosecutor? Okay, let me, we will get back to this. I was going to mention President Trump does talk about religion, and he does talk about the damage to religious faith and to religious liberty that a Biden-Harris team might perpetrate. And given the fact that let's put it this way, there's no evidence when you're looking at it that Kamala Harris is someone of particularly deep faith. But then again, you could say, well, President Trump only identified as a champion of Christian priorities and of evangelical Christian priorities in particular during his campaign 4 years ago. But here is President Trump speaking on the Biden-Sanders manifesto and questioning, as he has before, Joe Biden's commitment to his Catholic faith. Listen.
If you look at the manifesto that they've come up with, and if you look at their stance on religion and things having to do very importantly with aspects of religion and faith, I don't think a man of deep religion would be agreeing to the Bernie Sanders plan. You take a look at what they have in, and you just you can't put that into the realm of a religious group of people, I will say that. And I think it's one of the reasons why, if you look at polls, which I'm not a big believer in polls. I wouldn't, if I was, I guess I wouldn't be standing here right now. And by the way, our poll numbers are going up very rapidly, as you know, and Joe's are going down very rapidly. He'll have to come out of the basement, it looks like, pretty soon.
Okay, well, he will have to come out of the basement. The convention starts in 6 days, which is all unreal. Okay, I don't think it's unreal what Andrew Roberts is writing about, and what I mentioned encouraged me a great deal. He has a piece, and he writes so beautifully. He says, how will Great Britain survive Brexit and prosper in a world solidifying into three empire blocks of the U.S., China, and the European Union? Britain's no longer part of the European Union. One answer, he said, is to realize the concept of the Kanzuk Union, a vital first step on the way to a fully functioning Anglosphere. The Anglosphere, he says, is the name given to all those countries in the world where the majority of people speak English as their first language, almost all of which have similar outlooks and shared values. The four Kanzuk countries are Canada, Australia, New Zealand, and the United Kingdom. And they are a prominent historical subtext of this larger group. And there's a mounting case that some form of federation among them, with free trade, free movement of people, a mutual defense organization, and combined military capabilities, could create a new global superpower and an ally of the U.S., the great anchor of the Anglosphere. Prime Minister Boris Johnson's welcome decision, he writes, to cut the tech giant Huawei out of Britain's 5G network and China's saber-rattling against Canada and against Australia, which is near China, are just the most recent developments pushing the Kanzuk idea into the realm of practical politics. Others include the projected Anglo-Australian post-Brexit free trade deal and the new multi-billion dollar Type 26 frigate program, which has buy-ins from Britain, Canada, and Australia. There has also long existed an array of multilateral working groups and committees among the four countries, mostly for defense and security matters, but also on issues like industrial standards. The Kanzuk countries have not just a common majority language, but a common legal system, a common parliamentary and political tradition, a common military structure, and a traditional head of state, that would be Queen Elizabeth. So this would be a country of 130 million people. It would be a major world power. Can it happen? I hope it can. It seems like a wonderful development on the world stage where we could use some wonderful developments. We'll be right back.
The Michael Medved Show. MichaelMedved.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe hand sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Opening the Senate on Tuesday, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell of Kentucky says Democrats are hurting the most vulnerable people in the United States as the coronavirus outbreak continues.
It does struggling families and laid off workers and stressed out school principals and healthcare professionals a disservice.
The Senate is in session on Tuesday, but not the House. The Big Ten is the first Power Five conference to postpone its fall sports schedule, affecting all men and women's teams, including football. Congressman Anthony Gonzalez, former Ohio State and NFL receiver, says this is a bad idea.
So my argument would be that inside of that college football system, the support system is so incredible that I believe that gives them the best chance of avoiding the virus, but also overcoming it should they contract.
Gonzalez speaking there on Fox News, USA Radio News.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots, and like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Michael Medved.
Here you go again.
Again, reacting in real time to the selection by Joe Biden of his running mate, Senator Kamala Harris. There is a tweet from Bette Midler. Yeah, really. Kamala Harris, all right, U.S. Vice President, from a fantastic group of candidates, hashtag Joe Biden, picked a great partner to go the distance. All those women are so talented. I hope they pitch in and help win this race against the evil empire. We need you. So said Bette Midler. I don't think that Kamala Harris has particularly deep support in Hollywood. She's never been a particular favorite of the entertainment community, but she will be now. Because obviously there is a very strong commitment on the left side of things to defeating President Trump. Let me mention that one of the problems that I think is going to be tough for Kamala Harris, I mean seriously tough, will be the problem of reparations. She, during the campaign, had supported what used to be the Conyers bill, now it's the Sheila Jackson Lee bill. It's a bill to create a federal commission to explore reparations and to determine how much and what kind of reparations. But see, the whole concept of reparations becomes difficult for Kamala Harris. For instance, should she get reparations? No, it's a serious question. Yes, she identifies as African American. Her father's family, which is the black side of her background, was apparently very wealthy and prominent in Jamaica. And when he came to the United States, he immigrated to the United States in 1961. He did it to pursue graduate study in economics at University of California at Berkeley, where he had just been invited to participate in one of the most prestigious universities in the country. And the idea that her skin color or her racial background led to some kind of handicap for Kamala Harris, I think is a tough case to make. And especially given the fact her father's now retired, he's a professor emeritus at Stanford. Her mother was a breast cancer researcher. And then there's also the problem, and it's a real problem in her campaign. It's one of the things I think that sank her campaign, was she couldn't get straight whether she supported Medicare for all or not. Now, this is one thing Joe Biden has been opposed to, Medicare for all. He favors creation of a public option. The problem with Medicare for all, of course, is that it would require such a massive tax increase, a much more massive tax increase, even than the ones that Joe Biden has been talking about. And Kamala Harris initially raised her hand. She was in favor of Medicare for all. And then she changed, and no, she wasn't in favor of Medicare for all. And this at a time when she was competing with Bernie Sanders and Elizabeth Warren for votes on the left. And this is going to be an issue for her. And is she somebody who speaks crisply and clearly? She does, but if you will recall some of her work on the Senate Judiciary Committee, she's very aggressive and very tough, but I think the warmth and likability factor, which again is supposed to be a big plus for Joe Biden in this campaign, that is going to take some work. The president was on the radio show, my colleague, Hugh Hewitt, and President Trump warned Americans of the consequences for all of us, he says, if he happens to lose this election, which he's not expecting to do. But listen.
Ambassador O'Brien said China wants Vice President Biden to win. Why do you think that is?
Because they'll own the United States if he wins. And with me, they were having the worst year in 67 years because I tariffed the hell out of them. We took in billions and billions of dollars. I gave some of it to the farmers because they were targeted, and I put the rest in the Treasury of the United States. We've taken in tens of billions of dollars from China, and it was having a huge impact on China, negative impact on China.
You're still the best.
China will own, just like when his son walked out with $1.5 billion from China to manage, where he'll make millions of dollars a year. Look, China will own the United States if this election is lost by Donald Trump. If I don't win the election, China will own the United States. You're going to have to learn to speak Chinese. You want to know the truth.
Will Hunter Biden come up at the debates?
They will own the United States.
Okay, that's a real question that you was trying to get in there. Will Hunter Biden come up in the debates? Given the Biden family history of real tragedy, and some of it truly is tragic, I mean, Joe Biden lost his daughter and his wife with his two sons very severely injured in a traffic accident right before he took office as a United States senator. And I'm not sure what the Trump campaign is going to do about the attacking and going after Hunter Biden. It's a real question. The vice presidential debate between Kamala Harris and Mike Pence, scheduled to take place October 7th. There's only one vice presidential debate. The idea of a vice presidential debate, It seems to me that is going to be particularly important and particularly interesting, because the same way that when Joe Biden was debating Sarah Palin, I remember that debate. That was also on in October. Actually, that debate was on my birthday. That was on October 3rd of 2008. And we had a listener event where we were watching the debate together. I think everybody breathed a sigh of relief because Sarah Palin did fine. It was not terribly embarrassing. But given the idea that people know that Senator Harris is experienced in politics, that she's formidable, well, there's this. Just moments ago, Ari Fleischer, who is not among the biggest boosters of Donald Trump. He is a loyal Republican. I'm sure he supports President Trump for re-election. But he's occasionally said some critical things about the president. He's the former press secretary for President Bush. Ari Fleischer says, Harris is a fake, empty suit. She accused Biden of being a segregationist and then agrees to run with him. Either she faked her allegation against Biden or she's faking now. She faked her position in favor of Medicare for All until it became unpopular. Then she opposed it. That's just what we were talking about. Look, he talks about her as a faker. The chosen name, it would appear from the Trump campaign on Kamala Harris, is phony Kamala. We'll see if that sticks. There may be other potential names under consideration. She's 5'2". Would she be the shortest president, vice president in American history? She's not as short as James Madison, I don't think. But he wasn't vice president either. He was secretary of state. And president, of course. More on the Medved Show. Politicians and the media will never mention one of the biggest challenges facing the health and well-being of every American, the explosion of junk science in our country. That's why I'm so grateful for the American Council on Science and Health, a 501c3 nonprofit whose mission is to separate fact from fiction and health scares from legitimate health threats. You've probably heard all sorts of junk science about red meat causing cancer or climate change destroying all life on Earth. Thankfully, ACSH fights back, but they need your help. Visit the website today, acsh.org.
During this time, perhaps more than ever, we're looking for things to binge watch, read, and listen to, because we're spending more time at home than ever before. So here at the MedVed Show, we want to extend a special offer to listeners right now, who've not yet taken the leap to become a MedHead Premium subscriber. If you go to michaelmedved.com, click on the MedHead banner, and use the promo code SPRING40, you'll get $20 off an annual membership. In addition to that, for new members or existing MedHead members, we've discounted everything at the MedVed History Store by 50%. Friends, have you had a chance to visit our partners at the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College? Faithandfreedom.com. They're the leading forum and think tank in the nation for the study and application of faith and freedom. In fact, Michael Medved visits Grove City College every year to be a part of their annual conference. He's spoken on a vast array of topics to hundreds of people at that conference. In fact, as you may know, he broadcasts this very show from their campus every year when he's there. It's always such an amazing time. Unfortunately, this year's conference was postponed due to the COVID-19 pandemic. But we here at the MedVed Show encourage you to visit their website. They have all their past conferences available. You can watch MedVed's talk along with many other engaging talks. Dr. Paul Kangor, Jonah Goldberg, Rick Santorum, Ryan Anderson, Robbie George, and many, many more. Visit them today at faithandfreedom.com to see the wonderful lectures from some of the brightest minds in America. Faithandfreedom.com. That's faithandfreedom.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
There is some speculation going on Twitter right now in real time, and it is speculation that I know a lot of people love this game, but I don't really believe it. The talk is that on Friday, President Trump will announce a new job or new position. Who knows? It could be a cabinet appointment. Could be anything. For Vice President Pence, and will announce his choice to replace Vice President Pence of Nikki Haley. Nikki Haley's trending at the moment. I honestly don't know why. I mean, we would have the irony here of having a two candidates for vice president, if that were the case, who's with parentage from India, because both of Nikki Haley's parents were born in India, and she was the child of very well-educated, high academic-achieving Indian-Americans, just as Kamala Harris was the daughter of one Indian-American and one Jamaican-American who met at University of California, Berkeley. So I guess people like the idea of that kind of cat fight, to use a sexist term. I don't think they're going to get that. Look, President Trump knows very well that his reelection depends upon a massive turnout and massive support from the evangelical Christian community. Now, Nikki Haley is an evangelical Christian, too, but she is not as powerfully identified with that point of view and that position in the culture wars as Mike Pence is. And when I say President Trump's reelection depends on this, if you take out of the last election the 26% of the population, according, or of the electorate, according to the exit polls, who identified as Christian evangelicals, if you take them out of the equation and their 82% support for the Trump-Pence ticket, if that's gone, the rest of the 74% of the population, Trump loses everything. I think that people who have programmed this out, Trump would have ended up carrying about 10 states. It would not have been either an electoral college or a popular vote victory or even a tie or anything even close. His support comes very disproportionately from the evangelical Christian community. And given the loyalty of Mike Pence, and given also his role as the head of this coronavirus task force, it could also be interpreted, if he dumped the vice president, which I don't believe that he will do, If he dumped the vice president, then the Democrats are going to be saying that, well, he got dumped because he made a mess of the coronavirus response, Mike Pence, which President Trump had assigned him. And the truth of the matter is that on many of the issues where President Trump has zigged and zagged and up and down and things that he said, they are not things that have been echoed by Mike Pence. Mike Pence has been more willing to go with the expert opinion of Dr. Birx and Dr. Hahn and of Dr. Fauci. And the idea at this point in response to Kamala Harris, I also don't believe that the Trump campaign is frightened of the choice of Kamala Harris, nor should they be. But there is one thing I wanted to get to today, because there's a powerful article in the New York Times where you don't often see articles attacking the left. But this one does. And the headline is "Protesters Take Demands to Leaders' Front Doors." And I mention this particularly because it's a great opportunity for Kamala Harris. She's a former prosecutor. Dateline Seattle, says the article. The city was exploring a proposal to cut 50% of the police department's budget to promote racial justice and alternatives to policing last month. But Deborah Juarez, the first Native American on the Seattle City Council, was not yet willing to throw her support behind such a radical cut without a plan for how to carry it out. That was when some of the activists who have been rallying for weeks in the streets downtown decided to take their protest to where it might be heard directly, outside Ms. Juarez's home. Over several days and nights, activists have appeared on her street in North Seattle, shining lights into her windows, shouting at her through a bullhorn and scrolling messages in the street. "Corporate bootlegger," one of the messages said. On a night when she planned to have family members over to celebrate her birthday, Ms. Juarez said she instead shut herself in a room and turned on a fan to try to drown out the noise. Public protests this year have most often featured marches and rallies through public gathering places, sometimes escalating into broken shop windows, torched cars, and clashes with the police. But as the nation navigates the triple turmoil of a pandemic, a ravaged economy, and a civil rights movement, civic activism is at times becoming more direct, more personal, and for some of its targets, more frightening. "It's not just peaceful protest, it's terror," said Ms. Juarez. Let's go to President Trump. He's live.
"Be very vigilant all over, but we have to really protect our elderly population, and especially our elderly population that has problems with heart, lung, any form of sickness, diabetes in particular. And we are at the same time in very good shape with respect to hospital room and hospital overcrowding. We're in great shape. On the nursing home front, protecting our nursing home residents is a critical focus of our strategy. HHS recently announced that they will use the Provider Relief Fund to deliver an additional $5 billion to further protect nursing homes and long-term care facilities as they continue to combat the China virus. We have delivered over 1,800 rapid point-of-care testing devices to nursing homes. And we are in the process of delivering these devices to all 15,000 Medicare and Medicaid certified nursing homes by the end of September. So they're going to have very, very rapid tests. They won't have to wait around 2 or 3 days or 4 days. And that number has come down very substantially compared to what it was when you send it to the labs. You get very accurate tests, but it takes a period of time to send it, to check it, and then to send it back. But we are now at a position where we're sending very, very rapid tests, 5 minutes to 15 minutes. We will care for America's seniors as we develop the vaccine and therapeutics are coming along very, very well. We think we have some great answers on therapeutics, and you'll be hearing that about them in the very near future. I'm very much into the world of therapeutics, where you go into the hospital and you give a shot, or you do what you have to do with it, perhaps transfusion. It's combinations of what you can do, and people get better. I like that very much. I like that very, very much. And that could even proceed in a successful in getting it. That will, I think, probably even precede vaccines. But therapeutically, we're doing very, very well. A lot of people are going to be very happy when they see some of the numbers that were that I'm seeing and some of the results. So tremendous things are happening on the vaccine front and the therapeutic front. And our country should be very proud of itself. We're going to get it delivered very rapidly as soon as it comes out. Okay, questions, please.
Thank you, Mr. President. 20 million people are due to be evicted from their homes next month. And are you, do you fear that this could be your Herbert Hoover moment if you do not reach a deal with Congress to set up a new CARES Act?
We are not allowing that to happen. We're stopping evictions. We are stopping evictions. We're not going to let that happen.
And also,
we're not going to evict people. We're not going to let people. The Democrats, maybe they don't care, but I care. And we signed an executive offer, you know, executive order. You know that, right? And we are not letting people be evicted.
Thank you, President Trump. If I could have two questions, I'd like to ask you one about Senator Harris's record and then a different one about FISA abuse.
Sure.
So regarding Senator Harris's record, you had a pretty quick response to that. You had an ad out that said that she was a phony. And I wanted to drill.
Okay, we will hear President Trump's response tomorrow. Just as he was not talking about equipment, but he was actually asked the first question about Kamala Harris, who is going to be part of President Trump's life, at least, for the next 80 days, maybe longer with a disputed election, as many people expect it to be. Let us hope there is a clear-cut result. With these two tickets shaping up, there are choices to be made, and a very decisive choice for this greatest nation on God's green earth.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.